Good morning, Shannon. I'm Cindy Sweat, the general manager of KSTK. Thank you so much for providing these updates for Wrangell. It's really, really appreciated. So let's start off with what can you tell us about the landslide response as of today, Saturday the 25th? The debris removal has started, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
So our team always does a quick aerial check to make sure that there are no safety risks. And then they're starting already on the tree removal on the north side. And then today, because things went pretty well for the last, 24 hours of tree removal on the north side, they are also starting to the tree removal on the south side.
Okay, great. Does the state plan to monitor the slide area for safety in the coming days as they work to open up that road?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the one thing, whenever we do work in a slide area, we have to have that person or persons, always monitoring the uphill slope to ensure our crew safety.
Okay. So just in general, do you have a broad update for Wrangell?
Yeah, so the work is slow but steady. We believe that the road will reopen in a matter of days, not weeks. There is about 3,500 cubic yards of material on the road, so it is going to take time. But we've had great partnership with the Forest Service. We've got our debris site set up, and so that's going well. And we'll just keep on making the steady progress.
Okay, excellent. And I'm not sure if this is something that you would know about, but with the road being cleared, that opens up the opportunity for power and landlines. Do you know any update on that?
So that's actually, one of the things that we're working toward. We'll initially establish a one-lane road, and that will allow the power company to come in and reconnect their lines. And they've got everything staged and ready to go. So as soon as we give them the okay to get in there and do that, they can do that. And that's the top priority.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll open the road up to a wider configuration. And then, we'll have to take a look at what damage the asphalt, just the damage of the asphalt, so that we'll have to come up with a repair plan from there, depending on what the extent of that damage is.
I see. Okay. So I guess, is there anything else that you would like Wrangell to know in terms of updates for this effort?
Nothing additional at this time, but just that we've got a good crew working. Everyone is remaining safe. We do have the search team standing by should we need them. And we're just going to continue to make progress until we can reopen it for Wrangell.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Shannon, I'll be reaching out to you again tomorrow morning with another update at 10. And sure appreciate the help.
Of course, yeah.
All right.
Chatting with you then.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.